Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. So as we discussed in last Mishnah, we said that Mideoraita, on a Torah level, Pe'ah has no limit. If someone gives one little grain from their field, one little stalk of wheat from their field, technically they fulfill the mitzvah of Pe'ah. But even though that's the law Mideoraita, Hachamim set up a minimum requirement of how much Pe'ah has to be given. Mishnah says, En po hatin la Pe'ah mishishim. You're not allowed to give less than 1/60th of your crop to Pe'ah. Va'afa pisha amru en la Pe'ah shi'ur. Even though we said earlier that there's no minimum amount that you have to give, no matter what, you fulfill your obligation if you give anything according to the Torah. This is all midrabanan. Mishnah continues, Hafo akol lefi godel hasadeh, ulfi rov ha'aniyim, ulfi rov ha'anava. Mishnah says, even though we're telling you this number of 60th, this number of 60th is the minimum you have to give, but you should always take into account the other variables that you have going on in the situation. For example, akol lefi godel hasadeh. If you have a huge field, if you're telling me you have a field the size of the state of New Jersey, don't say, you know what, I'm going to give 1/60th. You have a lot of money. You have the ability to do a lot more. So when we said that number of 1/60th, that was talking for your typical farmer who had to get by during the year. But if you're telling me you're a farmer who is super wealthy and has a major ability to help out a lot more aniyim, give more than the 1/60th. It's very similar to the amount of tzedakah that one is obligated to give. The Mishnah says that if somebody's giving tzedakah, he can't give yoter mechomesh. He's not allowed to give more than 1/20th of his money away. But the whole reason there is we don't want that person to eventually become an ani himself. If he's giving away too much money, more than 20%, it may turn into a situation where he's going to have to collect money at some point. But the commentaries all say over there, obviously, if somebody is of means where they have, where there's no nervousness that if they give more than 20% to tzedakah, that they're going to end up having to collect tzedakah. Of course, if you have a person like that, if you have a Bill Gates out there who wants to give more than 20%, he wants to give even 99% of his money, and he'll be able to live for the rest of his life and his children and his grandchildren with no issue whatsoever, for sure he can give more than 20%. So that's what really it's saying over here. The size of the field, hakol lefi godel hasadeh. If somebody has a field, that's a huge field, of course he should give more than 1/60th, ulfi rov ha'aniyim, and according to the amount of aniyim around, if you have a lot of poor people around, that you know giving 1/60th of your field is not going to be enough to sustain them and to give them enough food to make them okay, a person should really extend himself and give more than 1/60th of his field, ulfi rov ha'anava, according to how humble the field is, the Rambam explains. What does that mean? That according to how much 1/60th of his field gives, if 1/60th of his field is not rich enough to provide the aniyim of his city, because each stalk of wheat is not much on it, and it hasn't been a good harvest, and it's not growing a tremendous amount in each plot, a person should give more than 1/60th. In other words, if a person knows that his field isn't growing in a very rich way, where you look at each stalk of wheat and there's a tremendous amount of kernels on there and there's a lot going on in each piece, but you look at each piece of wheat and there's barely anything growing on it, a person should have chokmah and say, you know what? The aniyim won't be able to get by. Even if it's a regular amount of aniyim, they won't be able to get by on this stalk of wheat, like stalks of wheat like this. I have to give more than 1/60th in order for them to eat properly.